African and European leaders have been meeting in Brussels overnight to mobilise a final push to try and end the Ebola outbreak in Brussels to discuss the impact that Ebola has had on their countries. This international conference, which also includes UN and World Bank officials, is calling on donors to deliver on their aid pledges of nearly $5 billion. This comes as the UN urges countries not to get complacent about Ebola as the death toll from the virus climbs towards 10,000. Manuel Fontaine is UNICEF's Regional Director for the West and Central African Region. Joining me now from Brussels, Manuel Fontaine, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Manuel, before we discuss the point of this conference and the outcome so far, can you just briefly bring us up to date on the situation in West Africa right now in terms of the virus?
Well, the situation is one of cautious optimism. We didn't have new cases in Liberia for about 10 days, which is a good thing. The situation remains worrying in Sierra Leone and Guinea, with much less cases, about 10% of what they were before. But unfortunately, cases that don't seem to be part of a known transmission chain. So these are cases that might indicate there are new transmission chains in some of those countries. So, as you said, no room for complacency at this stage.
Yes, it's still tentative if we're speaking in 10-day periods, isn't it? I understand that the vice president of Sierra Leone is in quarantine after one of his bodyguards has died from Ebola. And there are reports that Sierra Leone is experiencing a spike now. Can you confirm that or explain that for us?
Well, it is. It is. I mean, it is. There's been an increase over the past couple of weeks. It's still part of a downward trend. So we're still looking at a downward trend, but there's been a bit of a spike, and I think we estimated, I mean, we anticipated it would happen. And I think what is important now for us is to have all the rapid reaction capacity to be able to basically deploy our capacity where the spike happens, where the surge happens, in which part of the country, isolate the people who are sick, work with the communities and make sure we isolate and we cut the transmission from the beginning.
And one EU official I've read is quoted as saying the key aim is to get to zero. How possible is that?
I think we certainly hope it is possible. I think, again, Liberia seems to be on the right track. The others are struggling. It will not happen today. It will not happen. It will take weeks and probably months for it to happen, but it needs to happen. We need to bring it down to zero, and then we need to make sure we build the resilient health systems and community systems to make sure that it doesn't start again, or when it starts, that it can be immediately identified and taken care of.
Is money the key to that? I know one of the main points of this conference is to try and get the donors to actually deliver on their pledges of aid. Have they been slow to hand that money over, and how much difference or how critical is the money in the bank?
Well, money is important, obviously. It is important, and this is what particularly the government from the three affected countries have reminded the donors today at the conference, but it is important, but it's not only that. It's also about how we get organized. It's about how we work together better and make best use of this money. It's how we're going to be decentralizing our aid at the community level, how we're going to make sure that the health services are going to be there, are going to be accountable, transparent, well-managed. So it's more than just money. It's actually the way we rebuild the systems that is going to be crucial.
Yes, because these countries that have been so hardest hit, I mean, this is like a shock, isn't it, on many fronts, a social front, a shock, a health shock, an economic shock. One of the meeting was discussing strategies to try and revive the economies of these three countries in particular. What sort of ideas are there?
Well, I mean, obviously, there are some ideas that, such as debt relief and you know, things that would help the budget. But there is also the fact of reopening borders. These countries have been isolated from on trade for quite some time. Some of the international companies working in those countries have left and need to come back. So I think it's all of that. But of course, for us, UNICEF as an organization is really getting kids back in school. It's making sure that children are being cared for, protected, because that is going to be the long-term future of these countries. If children have already, all schools have been closed since July in the three countries. It reopened recently in Guinea, a bit in Liberia, not yet in Sierra Leone, and that's a long-term impact.
Is it UNICEF's view that it is safe to reopen the schools in these countries now?
I think, well, we need to make the school safe, and there are ways we can make the school safe, and this is what we've done in Guinea. So far, we haven't had any case of contamination in schools, and we really hope we won't. So there's, you know, that we put systems at the entrance, children are being checked, and hand washing, and a number of measures are in place. It seems to be working in Liberia. Sierra Leone needs to get up to speed with that. Of course, schools should be open only if we feel that they are safe.
So just finally, Manuel, is the view that, how was all this received by the countries around the table? Is there a view that the international community is doing enough or is resistant?
No, I think there's a view that we have the same view on how to move forward, which is important. I think there is a sense that, of course, from those countries that the international community should do more and could do more. I think we also need to understand, obviously, that there are many issues in Africa and beyond that need to be taken care of. And it's going to be extremely important for us to propose strategies that are going to be efficient, effective, and are going to make a difference with what we have.
Well, good luck with this task, Manuel Fontaine. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Manuel Fontaine is the Regional Director for UNICEF for the West and Central African Region.